Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
That's a great day. That's all for anything and everything on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? The special Saturday pop-up edition of the show as we turn the page on a new season. Expect an autumnal blend of music and musings, including your forgotten 45s. We'll take on the cultural cacophony. It's getting crazy out there, or it still is. Some new developments, by the way, in the case of the embattled Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the upcoming hearing this week. We'll talk about that. Inspiration to action, Sean success stories. And yeah, we'll get you in the mix too. You're listening live. It is Saturday, September 22nd, 1 p.m. out west, 3 p.m. central, and 4 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Podcast Landia, you know, listen whenever it works for you and chime in too. Live or on podcast on Twitter 24/7 at AB Writes. Should you be listening live, our entire social media platform is abuzz, along with Twitter and the phone line. You can also jump in on the Facebook page and our PopNet chat box. Helming the whole darn thing, a hearty TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ready to go regardless of the time, the day, etc. They're always up for a great show. And ML also at TCS headquarters. Show today brought to you in part by Panera. It's the way food should be, now delivered. Also by Old Navy. Time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, 24/7. Featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust, yes, occasionally raucous roundtables. That's what happens to our schedule these days, but we enjoy it indeed. Hey, what do you say we get started? Time to fall in with a great cup of coffee and maybe a snack, and let's go. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Love. she's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses. And her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Into a new season. The late, great Tom Petty on the Amy Beth Arquay Show for Babs. Thanks for chiming in on our special Saturday show. Also, we started things off with Bare Naked Ladies Ballin' for the first time, first official day of autumn, and it kind of feels autumnal in my neck of the woods. A little cool, a little crisp, a little overcast, kind of a nice feel to what's ahead. I'm sure there'll be some more muggy, hot days, just the way it goes with autumn in the northeast these days, but enjoy it while we can. Hey, lots to talk about in our cultural cacophony. It's changing by the minute, as we alluded to at the top of the show. There's been some developments in the case of Supreme Court Justice wannabe Brett Kavanaugh and the hearings that are coming up. Apparently, it seems, as of just about an hour or so ago, his accuser, Dr. Christine Baslee Ford, has agreed to testify. I guess it'll be on Wednesday. She wanted the hearing to be on Thursday. The Senate came up with a compromise of Wednesday. It doesn't look like her other requests are being met, although her lawyer said negotiations continue. We'll see what happens. Among them, of course, is that she would like to have another witness who was supposedly there, this guy Mark Judge, who is a writer now of some, well, ill repute, I guess. I mean, he's written a couple of quote-unquote fictional memoirs regarding his exploits as a stumbling drunk prep school student, and one of them, again, it's supposedly fictional, but it has a character named Bart O'Kavanaugh. So this guy's fictional skills are dubious, to say the least, as he pushes the trusty disclaimer, you know, the whole business where you put in, we always put in as authors, any resemblance to persons living or dead and events are purely coincidental. Well, I guess he could have changed the name a little bit more. But anyway, he has sent a letter saying he doesn't remember, which is interesting. He doesn't say it didn't happen. He just says, I don't remember anything like that, and it would be out of character for Bart. Or Brett, rather, I'm sorry. And I don't want to be questioned about this. He doesn't want to testify. Well, so what? They could subpoena the guy, right? I mean, it's interesting how she has already taken a lie detector test and passed it. She's requesting an FBI investigation, which is pro forma. The guy has had background checks, and it's true what they say, that he's gone up and he's had these background checks for several years during his quote-unquote rise up the judicial ladder. I get that. But during the Clarence Thomas Anita Hill debacle back in 1991, the case was reopened per the request of George H.W. Bush, who was president at the time when Anita Hill came to the fore. And they did an investigation. It didn't help Anita Hill. It didn't help the cause. There were some witnesses waiting in the wings and never got to testify, so that was a travesty in its own right. But at least they did make some effort to do the investigation. Here they're just saying, we don't need the investigation. Just have a he said, she said testimony, which therefore it'll be inconclusive. So you'll believe whatever you want to believe. It's frustrating, and I really feel for this woman for coming forward. I don't understand. I get that people want to push through this nomination. I mean, they're not even exactly being subtle about it. Yeah, McConnell yesterday to a group of evangelicals saying, we're just going to plow through, and he's definitely going to be confirmed very soon. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they're not even having an open mind, because if he is guilty of attempted sexual assault, I don't care if he was 17 years old or not, that should be disqualifying. And it's not just the guilt of the act. It's also the fact that he's lying about it. And, of course, we could argue, and we've talked about it before, that perhaps he was lying about other things. Some people say he already perjured himself. I don't know. But just on this alone would be enough, because this is not a court of law. This is not you're innocent until proven guilty. It's an employment application, so to speak. And people get fired for less or don't get hired for less. I mean, we just had today somebody in the judicial committee, one of the people involved in vetting and pushing through the confirmation process, had to resign because of sexual harassment charges that came up against him. He's vehemently denying them, but he's a background staffer, and he resigned over sexual harassment allegations, true or not, are a more minor offense than actual sexual assault or attempted sexual assault. So the degree of that, and somebody who is not going for or employed in a lifetime appointment. This guy already has a lifetime appointment, by the way, in the circuit court, and should these charges be true, he should be booted from that job too, quite frankly. So I don't know. Things could change. He could wind up, you know, dropping out before the week is out. We'll see how it goes. But meanwhile, there are people talking. Laffy on Twitter says, I'm so sick of character witnesses for Kavanaugh popping up on TV telling us how upstanding, how professional he is, how much integrity he has. What a guy, they say. But again, my dad was a widely respected doctor, stellar reputation, but he was abusive to mom, me, my brother, both emotionally and physically. So sometimes you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Lawrence Tribe, the noted legal scholar, says Grassley's GOP-led Judiciary Committee tipped its hand by stubbornly refusing to subpoena Mark Judge. This is what I'm talking about, to testify in the Kavanaugh hearing. He's the only other person who was in the room when it happened. Not making him testify is inexcusable. What exactly are they afraid of? This is my question. Now, of course, the guy will say, I don't remember. I was blacked out, or I don't have any recollection. Say it under oath, then. I mean, that's my point. If he doesn't know, what are you so afraid of to put up your hand and say it under oath? To me, it seems murky. You know, I understand the idea that nobody wants to be dragged into this. He probably just doesn't want to be bothered with it. I get it. I wouldn't want to be either. But if you are telling the honest truth and you're pulled in to a situation, then you have to do it. That's your civic duty. So I would suggest that they put a little heat on this guy. Maybe, in fact, subpoena him. What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. We do also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. Whatever happens, and as I said, it can move really fast, as it has been all week. There's no shortage of fools lining up to say the wrong thing, mostly in the Senate.
Change.
comes out in the wash, or he doesn't. Panhandling and Dirty Laundry on the Amy Beth Berkley Show for Johnny Fever's Hangover and for Pauly via Twitter. Thanks for chiming in, guys. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, American Dream. Oh, yeah, talking about a political scandal of, oh, so many years ago, 1988-ish, right, with Gary Hart, remember that, and the monkey business? Seems quaint by today's scandalous parameters, right? Also, Marvin Gaye, can I get a witness? Yeah, you can, if you subpoena the guy. Name is Mark Judge. He was there. He doesn't remember, and he doesn't want to testify, but so what? And Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and Chain of Fools. No shortage of those fools lining up in the Senate. Some of them were even around back during the Anita Hill debacle, like Grassley and Orrin Hatch, and they haven't aged very well because they're saying the same kind of stuff, and it doesn't hold up in the Me Too era. But they're going to try to push it through anyway. Strange indeed. Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself listening live on our special Saturday, September 22nd edition. Also, the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. Dom chiming in via PopNet. Hey, great to hear you on the weekend, he says. But with Trump, he should stuff his oversized tie in his mouth because he tried, but he couldn't keep his mouth shut. Made it worse yesterday with his comments. Yeah, I know. He tried to restrain himself, sort of. They sat on him a bit, but he just couldn't handle it and went to Twitter and then on a couple of shows, Sean Hannity and some other guy, the Boris Epstein, whatever kind of show he does, and pretty much showed his cards. One very insensitive, ridiculous tweet that he put out, I mean, what else is new, where he said that if anything really happened the way she described it, she or her loving parents, he had to throw that in, would have gone to the authorities back then. Where's the paperwork? Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago? I mean, first of all, the ignorance and the arrogance that's inherent in that kind of a comment is just staggering. The statistics bear out. Anybody who knows anything about this, who has worked with, knows anybody, has been through it themselves, and unfortunately there's lots of people who have on all of those fronts, knows that survivors of sexual abuse and misconduct very rarely come forward. There's a whole variety of reasons, but I think 7 in 10 never come forward, ever, never mind at the exact time that it happened or close to it. There's a lot of reasons. Shame, guilt, fear of not being believed, all of those things play into it. I mean, there's just so much going on in our society and the psychology of this that to make a statement like that just shows how ignorant and insensitive he is, which, of course, he does on a pretty daily basis in a number of ways, but this is just really harrowing. And it is staggering. And the support that Dr. Blasey Ford is getting is also impressive. She's also, on the other hand, with the, you know, the advent of social media, we have the good and the bad. Lots of bad things happening on both sides of this case, by the way. It's not just Dr. Ford who's getting death threats and had to move out of her house. The Kavanaugh family has received some threats, too. I mean, I feel sorry for everybody. And I can feel for everybody, including Judge Kavanaugh himself. I mean, I don't know. If he didn't really do this, you think, though, he'd want to come clean in a major way. Like, yes, get the FBI in here. Let's get Mark Judge in here to testify and say what he knows, because I wasn't there. And I think it's interesting to say I wasn't there when nobody knows exactly where or when this party took place. He can say, I know I never did anything like this, but not I wasn't there at that particular party, because she didn't identify that particular party. There's so much murkiness surrounding this. I don't know how it's going to all play out. I think he should have pulled the nomination. Trump should have forced him to withdraw 2 weeks ago. And they could have put in another, on to the next deplorable. We're going to get another very conservative judge. Just that's the way it goes. Whether they'll be able to get them through the confirmation process before the election? No, probably not, but so what? People have withdrawn for much more minor things. Remember Douglas Ginsburg for smoking pot back in 1987 had to withdraw his nomination. Remember the Clinton when they had, two or three nominees for attorney general had to pull out. They called it Nannygate because they both, or three of them, whatever it was, they didn't pay their Social Security tax for their people that they employed as nannies in their household. This is for attorney general, which is in a very important position, don't get me wrong, and certainly if you're being the highest lawmaker in the land, you should follow the law. I get that, but it's not a lifetime appointment. This is a lifetime appointment, and he's being accused of a very egregious crime. Now, if it's not true, it's not true, and I don't know how it's going to play out, but obviously the GOP senators have made up their mind that no matter what this woman says, they're going to push through the confirmation because they'll just say they don't believe her. Not enough evidence to it, so we can't ruin a guy's life. And I hear that a lot, but guess what? You're not ruining the guy's life. First of all, he still has his lifetime appointment as a circuit court judge, which may be under peril, just like the guy Ronnie Jackson, who was the White House doctor who President Trump put forward to become the nominee for the director or the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. When a lot of things came out about him, he had to pull the nomination. I think he lost his job as the doctor, too, in the White House. So he might even lose his medical license. So sometimes things come out, and maybe Kavanaugh might have to be booted off the federal bench, too. I don't know if these charges are true or not. But if he had any sense himself, he would have withdrawn this nomination. He would have said, I want to withdraw it. Or, on the other side of it, if he really is adamant that nothing happened and he wasn't there, then why not? What are you afraid of with having the FBI investigation? That's my question. What are you afraid of by having your drunken friend come and testify and say under oath, I don't remember, but it doesn't seem like he would do this? Say that under oath, and it still wouldn't be conclusive, but at least you have the guy under oath, because lying to Congress is a federal offense, and you could go to prison for that, and this is why this guy might not want to be involved. You could also say he doesn't want to be involved just because he's a private citizen, and he has a murky past himself, and he just doesn't want to subject himself to it. As I said, I get it. Average citizens don't want to be subjected to this, and that's why Dr. Blasey Ford wasn't so keen on coming forward and for a while was keeping her identity confidential. And, of course, you bring in this whole business about whether Dianne Feinstein did the right thing in holding the letter. You know, to that I say Merrick Garland. You know, if it was some kind of a maneuvering on the part of the Democrats, so be it, because Mitch McConnell and company held that seat open, the first seat that Gorsuch filled, open for over a year, and they should have at least gone through the motions, at least met with the guy and done some kind of charade. This is another version of their charade, but they just obstructed. And now they're saying the Democrats are obstructionists. Well, guess what? Tit for tat, kids. What can you do? That's my take on it. What's yours? Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Like we said, PopNet chat box, Facebook page are also open. Do we have some more things going on Twitter? I think we do. Long-term effects of rape, Sarah says. 33% of women who are raped contemplate suicide. 13% of women who are raped attempt suicide. Approximately 75% of rape or sexual assault victims experience moderate to severe distress, a larger percentage than any other violent crime. These statistics bear out the effects of trauma, and these are lifelong effects. This happened to this young woman when she was a young girl, when she was 15 years old, and still feeling the effects. And by the way, for those who say it was politically motivated, why did this come up in her therapy session, her couple's therapy, 6 or 7 years ago? Why are there therapist notes about it? Why does her husband know about it from 7 years ago? She has no reason. I mean, was she having a lifelong vendetta against this guy? To, you know, if he didn't do this, obviously if he did do something to her, then you might have that lifelong vendetta. But she came forward when she saw that he was going through the nomination process, sent a confidential letter just to tip off the FBI, by the way, again, to the FBI, or through her congressperson to the FBI, to Dianne Feinstein, chain of command of all that. I'm not so sure how that goes, but it seemed to be she didn't want to have to come forward and personally appear. She wanted to just get this information out and thought that that would trigger some kind of investigation, but she must have known they could ask some questions, and they did. And when her name was somehow leaked, and it might have been leaked by somebody in Dianne Feinstein's office or somebody else on the committee, I don't know. And I'm not saying that it was kosher. I'm just saying it's really rich for the Republicans to now charge obstruction on the part of the Democrats when, hey, you did it yourself for over a year, so I'm crying, hey, who cares, on that basis. But the fact is, now that we know there's something there, it should be looked into, and it should be at least given, not the short shrift, but a real investigation. And they, you know, it's not like it's going to take months and months and months. They say they can do it in a few days or a couple of weeks. They've been sitting on it for a couple of weeks now. They could have been working on the investigation, the FBI investigation I'm talking about, where they could have come up with or not come up with something. It probably would still be inconclusive, given it was 35, 36 years ago. But who knows? There were other people that came out of the woodwork that said people knew about this story. It was circulating in the schools. There were two prep schools, apparently, or maybe a few others as well, but it was a boys' school and a girls' school. And people knew about this case, some people said. So maybe interview some of those people. Again, memory is tricky. Memory is murky. It's many years later. You're going from teenagers to people in their 50s. I get it. But still, it's possible that somebody was there, other than this Mark Judge guy, and certainly he was there, or he was named as being there. Now, why would she come up with a name out of the hat? She picked this guy because he wrote this book about being stumbling drunk? Maybe. I guess, you know, if you're going to be conspiratorial and build a case against her, which is possible that people will try to do that, I suppose, but it just doesn't ring true. It doesn't make sense that she had the lie detector in past, or that she has requested the FBI investigation. Usually people who are trying to hide something don't request to dig deeper. Right? I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. It eludes common sense. Whereas Kavanaugh, who spent a lot of time at the White House in, you know, closed-door sessions rehearsing his testimony for something that he claims never, ever, ever happened, is not calling for the FBI to do further investigations, is not calling on his friend to come to the fore and testify. So I don't understand that. If you're really innocent, you would want to have other people, if there are any, and again, it still could wind up being inconclusive, and I suspect it will be, but it makes your case a little stronger if you say, hey, listen, I did not do it. Please, Mark, if you know anything, or if you don't know anything, please come. Don't just write a letter, because writing a letter lets everybody off the hook in terms of any kind of legal ramifications. I don't know. Seems very strange to me. Again, Twitter feed is Zapier Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box open as well. Nancy says, McConnell said on tape yesterday that your votes in favor of Kavanaugh are in the bag. The American women want to know if that's true so we can respond accordingly. What say you? And I suspect we're going to have a lot of protests. I don't know if anything's, you know, it's like we're being held hostage. What do we do about it? That's the question. You keep calling, you keep writing, you keep fighting. But at some point, you know, I don't know how this all plays out. I don't know. A lot of pressure on Susan Collins of Maine, the senator who is one of the more moderate voices in the GOP. She did come out yesterday. She seems to be leaning towards Kavanaugh, or she was, although she did say she wanted to hear this woman have her voice heard. And on Friday, she came out very much against, vehemently against Donald Trump's appalling comments on Twitter. And she says she knows that sexual assault victims very rarely come forward. So a lot of pressure being put on Susan Collins, as it should be, a tumultuous autumn in Maine. That's where we're headed now with a great one from Dan Fogelberg on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Reach out. Let me know what's on your mind.
The birches have just begun turning. It's life and it's dying. The lobstermen's boats come returning with the catch of the day in their home, and the young boys go and complaining. The fog meets the beaches, and out on the reach it is raining. It's father and son, it's the way it's been done since the old. We
a bayman like my father was before. Can't make a living as a bayman anymore. There ain't much future for a man who works the sea, but there ain't no island left for islanders like me. Yeah, 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 yo. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, can be treacherous on the open seas. Billy Joel, Downeaster, Alexa, and a beauty from the late Dan Fogelberg. The Reach, that one for beleaguered Maine Senator Susan Collins, who might hold the key to put the kibosh on the Kavanaugh nomination. We'll see how it all plays out, late-breaking and fast-moving parts on this particular story. As we said earlier, Dr. Ford has agreed, in theory anyway, to testify this week. They're still working on, quote-unquote, the negotiations. Senate wants Wednesday. She still wants Thursday and some other conditions to be met. We'll see. Stay tuned, as they say. But meanwhile, there's some other intriguing and maybe ominous news for Brett Kavanaugh. Apparently, it looks like Montgomery, Maryland PD Chief Tom Menger confirms that he will investigate sexual allegations against Brett Kavanaugh if a complaint is filed. That via CNN, or that via, I'm sorry, Brian Karam added to CNN and Chris Cuomo. And Danny on Twitter said, Montgomery County, Maryland also investigated my perpetrator. I had delayed reporting for 30 years. My perp in prison now. I am forever thankful to my detective who listened when I called and told her, I think something really bad happened to me a really long time ago. That is typical, or not atypical, I should say, when people wait and wait and wait because they bury the trauma. And sometimes it comes up in therapy, sometimes it just comes bursting out when something triggers it, like the Me Too movement, other people coming forward, all of that. So, hey, Danny, hang in there, please. And Peter says, it's basically Professor Ford against the full might of the unscrupulous GOP leadership, the Trump White House, and the right-wing smear machine. That's why we all must stand up and defend her. Indeed, she's a very brave woman, and I'm hoping that they do the right thing and really give her a listen. And if there are other witnesses, they come to the fore and they're allowed to speak. Remember in the Anita Hill case, there were a couple of witnesses who wanted to speak, and they didn't let them speak. So, I mean, can we learn anything? Again, the whole point is we can make mistakes as individuals and as a country, but can we learn from those mistakes and rectify them along the way? Correct her course, so to speak. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't hold out that much hope, but I am awestruck when people do come up and show their bravery. And I don't see how this nomination can go forward. I don't see how they can just insert this guy into the highest court in the land. It makes no sense to me. But then again, neither did Clarence Thomas. And he's still there, by the way, with a big old asterisk over his head, and he never says anything. Hey, let's switch gears and talk about our Inspiration to Action Challenge, because that makes me happy. You know, the fall, a lot of people think the fall is a melancholy time. I always think of it as one of my favorite times of year because it's cooler, and I don't know, I just psychologically always think about going back to school and starting anew, new projects, have a lighter step and, a lighter feel to my step. Also, it just seems to be, a lot of people have that feeling, I guess, we're hardwired going back to school, I guess, because that's usually an uptick in inquiries regarding creativity coaching and counseling and as well as workshops. Busiest during the fall than any other time of year. So a lot of people want to do it. So the Inspiration to Action Challenge can help you get that joy back in your step and be more productive and more creative. I'd love to you to get involved in it. I want to give a shout-out to Holly in Rockwell, Minnesota. She says, I'm painting and writing poetry again. A lot of dormancy for years, but you got me jump-started with the challenge. It's working. I'm thankful. Okay, Holly, I'm glad it's working for you. Keep going. Please keep us posted. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also egging other folks on. And, of course, conversely, should you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me, reach out either way at the website. It's amybetharkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Give me a couple of weeks to connect, and we'll try to get you on a brighter path and more productive one, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, while you're at the website, peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, other goodies up for grabs. You can also chime in with your Forgotten 45, big story requests, and guest suggestions. It's one-stop shopping at said website, amybetharkawy.com. So with a tip of the hat to early autumn, indulge me as I open up the Great American Songbook. Here's a beauty from Lady Ella.
ever dream? Did you, and if fall could come in view, so early, early, darling. Let's never have to share another early
This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castles in Spain. Lovers that bless the dark on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it
in New York. Frank Sinatra, Lady I Let to You, Early Autumn on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. I always feel a little better when I get to open up the Great American Songbook. Oh, makes me feel a little better, doesn't it? Indeed. Hey, thanks for taking along on this special Saturday ride. Still some time to chime in. What's on your mind? I kind of know. Everybody's talking about it, of course. Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself listening live on Saturday, September 22nd. Also, we have the Facebook page and the pop in the chat box. Carla chiming in. If Dr. Ford testifies, Kavanaugh's toast. If she doesn't, he'll get confirmed. That's her theory. A lot of folks feel that way, and that's why it's brave of her to come to the fore. Let's hope it actually happens. We'll just see what happens. Joel says, one has to ask, what exactly is the point of rushing through the Kavanaugh nomination that can't wait another week, or maybe even two? Yeah, kind of a good question. I agree. Marie says FBI should investigate, subpoena all witnesses, especially Mark Judge, since he was allegedly aiding Kavanaugh. If you want the truth, they know they will be charged if they lie to the FBI. Stop trying to ram this nomination through. Our country deserves an unimpeachable justice. I agree, and that's why I say people have withdrawn their nominations for less. But now, to the point, if he isn't guilty, to his point, I would say, yeah, I want to clear my name. So get into that mix, and let's see what happens here. We'll see. It keeps changing, minute by minute, hour by hour. Supposedly, she has agreed, at least in theory, to come testify, although it's still murky on the conditions. The Senate, they asked for a Thursday hearing. The Senate said no go. They wanted a Wednesday, and they're still negotiating all the different terms. But hopefully, she will actually appear this week, because otherwise, I fear they will just cram it through. But you have to wonder what's going through the minds of Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Jeff Flake, and Bob Corker, all of whom said they really have to hear from her before they can possibly make any kind of a decision. So it's just a question mark, if you know what I'm saying. On other news, the dumbing down of America continues. Did you hear about this? The Texas Board of Education reviewing who they put into their textbooks. And guess what? There have been some omissions proposed. People like Eleanor Roosevelt, Helen Keller, Barry Goldwater, and Hillary Rodham Clinton all getting the axe. Not historically significant enough. Boy, as I said, the dumbing down of America. A not-so-forgotten 45, unfortunately, for Bridget and for Simp. Thanks for chatting in.
What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science.
Lie down. have come down.
Kings for Molly on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, a not-so-forgotten 45, and it's a fun one. James Taylor, too, with the beauty, September Grass, and What a Wonderful World from Art Garfunkel. James Taylor in the mix there, too, along with J.D. Souther and Paul Simon. They're putting their 70s stamp on the Sam Cooke early 60s tune, all about the dumbing down of American education, which we find ourselves in the midst of now. It has gotten, dare we say, worse. Indeed. Hey, let's go around the social media horn before we sashay out of here on our special Saturday, September 22nd show. People chiming in all about the cats, all Kavanaugh all the time, and we understand why. Heather says, Chuck Grassley keeps setting arbitrary deadlines. He knows perfectly well Dr. Ford cannot accommodate, or in some instances she wasn't even informed of. Why? Because the GOP is attempting to make it seem like she is being the uncooperative one and unreasonable. Stop Kavanaugh. SCOTUS, she says. Rosie says, I have a great deal of compassion for Kavanaugh's daughters. Their father is a sexual deviant, and they will now have to live with the shame for the rest of their lives. We don't know for sure what's what, and they have a cloud over their heads, and I do feel for them. I mean, I feel for everybody in this story, frankly. There's pathos even for Kavanaugh. If he did do something egregious back way back when and horrible, that doesn't mean he shouldn't have consequences for it, but you can still have some sympathy or empathy for someone and what they're going through. So I do have it. It's a very big story on a human scale. There's so much compassion to go around. But we have to get to the bottom of it, or more likely we're not going to get to the bottom of it, and in which case I think that means he needs to throw the nomination out. That's my take on it. We'll see how it goes, obviously. We'll see. Katie Annie Oakley says, the last thing Kavanaugh needs is to be questioned under oath. He had the stolen Leahy emails and lied to the Senate Judiciary Committee about them already. If he testifies again, it's a perjury trap. Also, how did Kavanaugh's BFF, Ed Whalen, locate Dr. Ford on LinkedIn before her name was announced? Conspiracy theories on all sides always creep around these kind of stories, indeed. And I'll leave you with one final one on Facebook from Sue. She says, the GOP can do whatever it wants in scheduling this vote, but let's be clear. They'll put a man who may have assaulted a woman on the highest court in the land rather than take a few extra days to investigate. They care about their power, not the people. Well said, Sue. I'm afraid you're right, but they may not have a choice as things continue to unfold at a fast and furious pace. We'll keep our eyes on it. I know you will, too. We'll reconvene here, various other platforms, PopNet, social media, etc. Please reach out. Hey, thanks going out to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, keeping us moving in real time. ML at TCS headquarters, always a pleasure to have them aboard. And you don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts, so if you missed any part of it, want to hear it again, or any of the shows, follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show at the BTR site, on Stitcher, on Mixcloud, iTunes, NetNow, Push Play, TuneIn, I think Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, you can probably find us. Also, listen for select editions of the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to our website. There's a link there, so if all else fails, just follow the Yellow Brick Road at amybetharkowy.com. Don't forget, you can connect on social media, too. Friend me on Facebook. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, at Radio Trudy on Twitter, and follow me for the 24/7 conversation at AB Writes. Hey, whatever you do, wherever you go, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and I hope you come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show. I'm going to leave you with a beauty from Van Morrison, Golden Autumn Day. Take care. I love you all.
Well, I heard the bells ringing. I was thinking about when in this godforsaken place. When my confidence was well, then I tripped and I fell right flat on my face. Now I'm standing in the wreck, and I feel like coming back, and the sun is shining gold. Put a smile on my face, get back in the human race, and get on with the show. And I'm taking in the Indian summer, and I'm soaking it up in my mind, and I'm pretending that it's paradise for the golden autumn day. On a golden autumn day. On a golden autumn day. On a golden autumn day. Now when we met in our love, I was parking my car in this dimly lit town. I was attacked by two thugs who took me for and shoved me down on the ground. Then they pulled out a knife, and I fought my way out as they scuffed from the scene. Well, this is no New York street, and there's no Bobby on the beat, and things ain't just what they seem. And I'm taking in the Indian summer, and I'm soaking it up in my mind, and I'm pretending that this paradise on a golden autumn day, on a golden autumn day, on a golden autumn day. Who would think this could happen in a city like this? Among Blake's green and pleasant hills. But we must remember as we go through September among these dark satanic hills. Well, if there's such a thing as this is, I could take down mine and float them in the nearest green field. Now that might be the lesson to the leaders of the system in this whole society. And I'm taking in the Indian summer, and I'm soaking it up in my mind.